Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
You were a big fan of the Cabbage Patch Kid as a child, yes?
Claudette Roberta and Calvin Roy.
See? They had their own little names, their adoption certificates. You still have the actual dolls?
In the clothes that they came in.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's hardcore. If they're in the box, they're probably worth a fortune.
They're not in the box. I played with them very, very frequently, yeah. But I still have them.
Did you cuddle with them? Did they sleep with you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the Cabbage Patch Kid is back with a high-tech revamp. The difference being now, it's being turned into a more interactive experience. There are touch sensors and LED lights on these new Cabbage Patch Kids. And they've got these
LED
bright
lights?
Yeah, so that these blue eyes like jump out at you.
Oh, wow. That sounds a little scary.
Isn't that right? That's what I'm thinking too.
Like in the dark?
Right?
Their eyes light up?
Yes.
Sounds like one of those dolls that they try to get back on that. Remember that show where the guy had to get the haunted antiques back? What was that show called? Friday the 13th, I think it was called, the television show.
And
they
had
to
get the
scary things back.
It's true.
I don't remember that at all.
It's like Chucky, the horror movie where the doll comes to life and kills people,
Jeepers.
Right? Yeah.
What else does it have?
So it comes with an app, of course, so kids can synchronize with their doll to pick up points online with the Baby So Real app. And it still comes with its own unique name and birth certificate. What were your Calvin Roy?
Claudette Roberta. She was my first one.
Claudette Roberta.
And then Calvin Roy.
That's impressive.
Cute little baby boy suit on. I should bring them in. You should see them. I treated them so well. Oh my God. You just reminded me though. There was the worst pain I've ever had, I think, after I got Calvin Roy, the little baby. He was the preemie one.
Yeah, yeah.
They had the preemie Cabbage Patch Kids.
I remember those.
And my baby brother had a red Crayola marker and colored all over Calvin Roy's bald little preemie head. And I could cry right now thinking about
it. Well, he wanted him to have red hair just like his sister.
There was my mother. I was holding me back from murdering my little brother with one hand and Calvin Roy in the other, trying to get his face clean. He looked like Mikhail Gorbachev, trying to get the red marker off with like nail polish remover, and me crying. It was horrible. It was such a painful childhood memory.
Your brother was probably like 30 years ahead of its time. That sounds like the creepy Cabbage Patch Kid they just created.
So I had to say to everybody that it was a birthmark. Calvin Roy had a little birthmark.
Nothing wrong with that.
I should dig those little guys out.
You should.
Do they still have yarn hair or have they progressed now? No. They still have yarn hair?
I don't even want to look at these things. Even the description freaks me out.
I don't know why their eyes have to light up. That's a little scary.
A little?
Yeah. Do they still have the little autograph on their bum? You can know if it was real, you know?
I have no idea.
And then if they got something wrong with them, you could send them to back to the Cabbage Patch and they'd fix them all up, like the Cabbage Patch Hospital.
Really?
Yeah. I should have sent poor little Calvin Roy there after my brother did the terrible things he did with the Crayola marker
to
his face.
Fix that birthmark. Fix it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.